Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A nonprofit in Pittsburgh is pioneering what's being called the Uber of food recovery. The group has created a new app that keeps excess food out of the dumpster and puts it into the hands of people in need. Kara Holsoppel of Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front reports.
Hey,
Jennifer England spends a lot of time on the phone.
Homewood? Okay, great. All right, thanks so much.
She's director of operations for 412 Food Rescue. And she and her staff connect places like food distributors, which have, say, an extra crate of oranges, to shelters or other groups where people need food. It's mostly fresh food, and they have a refrigerated truck to make it happen.
In the past year, we've rescued over 750,000 pounds of food, and that's a drop in the bucket.
England says her group is designed to prevent good food from falling through the cracks.
A tray of deli sandwiches that was made for a catering order by mistake, or a couple of pans of leftover restaurant food. And that's a really small amount to send a truck for. That's actually kind of wasteful.
And that's where Food Rescue Hero, the app, comes in. England says with it, a network of over 450 volunteers can be notified instantly when there's a perishable food donation.
Okay, so I just entered that there's a donation for pickup at Whole Foods. And now I'm going to create a match, basically telling the volunteer where the food is going.
Only one volunteer has to answer the push notification on their mobile device. Today, it's Shannon Baldridge. He's accepted this assignment, and the navigation on his phone guides him here to Whole Foods. Now he's searching for the garage door at the side of the store.
She said ring a doorbell, but I don't know.
Baldridge works from home in marketing and web design, so he's an ideal candidate for this mid-morning run. Inside the loading dock, an employee pushes a cart stacked with six boxes up to Baldridge's hatchback.
You got some veggies and some mushrooms, some asparagus, strawberries.
Baldridge slides the food into the back seat and uses the app to show he's picked up the donation. Now he's ready for the next leg of the trip.
It's amazing how much food gets wasted, right? Yeah.
An estimated 40% of food in the U.S., it ends up in landfills, producing methane gas and contributing to climate change.
Seeing that, and then you end up on the other side of it, people going hungry. It's like, it's crazy to think about, you know?
Baldridge is directed by the app to drive just 2 miles to a public housing complex where staff are waiting to help him unload.
I'll just bring it in.
This is my favorite part.
This is your favorite part? Why?
Just, you know, mission accomplished, you know, make that connection.
Michelle Sandage with Pittsburgh's Housing Authority says the food will certainly not go to waste here or at their other sites. In the past, each month they would have at least 5 to 7 families who were without food. This year,
since 412 has entered into our lives, we have not had one call for emergency activity for food distribution because everybody really is well taken care of.
Back at 412 Food Rescue headquarters, Jennifer England says they're still working through some snags with the app. But eventually,
the volunteers can expect at this point to get pinged maybe 5 times a day. Probably long term, it's going to be much more than that, though.
England says they're also planning to scale up the project so other cities can take advantage of this technology and make an impact on food waste and hunger. For Here and Now, I'm Kara Holsoppel in Pittsburgh.